It's a game changer for the mayoral hopefuls, and it will be difficult for even the most qualified among them to fill Mayor Jennings' shoes. The man himself knows this. He as much as said so during a meeting with the press the day after emailing his resignation letter.
If whoever wants me to stay involved, however, I will do that. I just can't dismiss what I've done or tried to do for 20 years and say, okay, it's all yours. You know, I walked into that in 1994, and there were major challenges. And we've had a lot, as I said, some major accomplishments, and I'm proud of the job that we've done together.
News of the resignation sent shockwaves through the city. It astounded independent Democratic candidate Marlon Anderson and conservative hopeful Joe Sullivan.
The lifetime commitment that Mayor Jennings has made a service to this city is something that, whether you like him or not, whether you differ from him politically or not, is something that has to be respected.
If I am elected, I'd like him to stay on as an advisor and as a liaison to the state legislature and the governor, because he has tremendous experience and tremendous rapport with those institutions, and that's very important to the survival of the city, especially financially. I think for Jerry Jennings, life hasn't ended, it's just changed.
And change gives way to strategic planning. Jennings' would-be successors suddenly find themselves with more to gain or lose than ever. Democratic Party-backed City Treasurer Kathy Sheehan told WAMC she's ready to meet change and challenge.
The city faces some real challenges. We have a structural deficit, and we, you know, face some fiscal challenges that are very different than what we faced in the past. And I think that that is where my background and experience in the business world and as city treasurer really brings a fresh perspective and some new ways of working with our business community, working with our residents, and working with the state and our partners in other municipalities to figure out how do we really address these challenges.
Democrat Corey Ellis, who captured 44% of the vote in the last mayoral primary in 2009, shares Jerry Jennings' passion for education and believes in the mayor's role as champion of city youth.
When I'm mayor, I'm going to begin the process of talking about what we expect from our students and the kids who go to school in our city. And I think you can do that through a series of public service announcements. I think you can do that by being more active and visible in the schools, like I have been over the last 3 years. So that way the youth in our city get an understanding and get the message that everywhere they go, everywhere will be saying that education is the most important thing you're going to do in your life.
Barbara Smith of the Albany Common Council told WAMC's Alan Shartok that education is a critical component of city government.
We're not the only city in the United States that faces big, big challenges as far as providing quality education for all of our students. As you know, I am an educator. I am really completely committed to making sure that every child in our city has the best educational opportunity, and I work actively on that. And so does actually Kathy Sheehan. She is a part of our Albany Promise, and I think that will be high on her agenda, although the school system and the city government are not in any way actually tied to each other in an official way.
Smith added that the clock is running for the declared candidates, and although it has been suggested another candidate may enter the ring, it may be too late for anyone else to organize and launch a successful challenge. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.